Today's SWAPA number is 50%. That's the percentage of monthly base earnings a SWAPA pilot will receive while on disability under our new contract. That benefit begins 60 days and lasts until FAA retirement age, if necessary. This major improvement from our old LOL plan was a key pillar of Contract 2020, but that begs the question, do we even need a SWAPA disability plan anymore?
So today on the show, we're talking with frequent guest and NC member Damian Jeanette, along with Benefits Chair Brent Wiesner, who will tell us all about the new SWAPA STD and LTD plans, how they work with the new Southwest LOL plan, and what our pilots need to know as we get ready for the special open enrollment period coming up in April.
Southwest 569, runway 15 right, clear for takeoff.
Clear for takeoff, 15 right, Southwest 569.
I'm Kurt Heidemann.
And I'm Amy Robinson, and here's our interview with Damian and Brent. So I think first up, we have to talk about our new LOL under the new contract. SWAPA used to offer STD and LTD because the LOL did not meet expectations. And I kind of thought we fixed that. So why aren't we just no longer having short-term disability, long-term disability?
The biggest reason is gap coverage, right? So somebody may not have enough sick bank to get them through the 60-day elimination period for loss of license. And the other issue would be if somebody goes out on multiple occurrences, multiple disabilities, with also not having enough sick bank in there. So there could be multiple issues of why they can't bridge themselves over. So that's why the STD plan. And then the LTD plan, you're looking for in after-tax monies, you're looking for about 75%. Is what you're trying to get yourself back up to. We have that ability with the 50% loss of license now, bringing that up with the sick bank, you know, you can meter that up, but having some extra insurance in there to make sure that it carries through to age 65, that's why we have an additional LTD program.
And before we get going into the details of these programs, when will the SWAPA STD and LTD take effect?
Under today's plans, the STD and LTD, you'll be covered all the way up until May 1st. And on May 1st, these new provisions take place, the new STD plan and the new LTD A and B plan, which I'm sure we're going to discuss in grave detail.
So how do you qualify for short-term or long-term disability? Is it the same as before, or do we have problems with pilots getting approved for LTD, not LOL, that kind of thing?
Well, with these new plans, what we're trying to do is marry them up to the loss of license plans. So they do add benefit on top of the loss of license plan.
I think what Amy's asking is, are the two tied together? In other words, if I qualify for LOL from the company, will I automatically qualify for the new STD and LTD, or are those two separate processes?
Obviously, as we are the plan administrator for the STD, LTD, so you have to go through that process. But in theory, yes, if you are approved on a loss of license claim, then you should be approved for an STD or LTD claim as well. So they do marry themselves, but they are independently looked at by MetLife for us and then Harvey Watt through for the company.
Let's go ahead and begin with short-term disability. What is the new plan coverage for STD?
Under the new terms, it's going to be a 14-day elimination period. And the way we look at it is 50% of the weekly pre-disability earnings up to $2,500. Under the old plan, it paid up to $1,500 a week. So it's an extra $1,000 benefit on a weekly basis. But it's obviously just covering a much shorter time frame because it's a 14-day elimination period now, and then it pays out for basically 60 days all total.
And so how does the new STD plan compare to our current or old STD A and B plans?
All right. So just to recap, the new plan, a 14-day elimination period, and it pays out between the elimination period and the actual payout period is 60 days. That's to bridge you to the new either loss of license or LTD plans, right? 60 days window is what you're looking for in the new plan. The old plan was doing the same thing, was bridging you to the loss of license program, but it had a 30-day elimination period, waiting period, for the STDA plan. And then it would pay out the benefit for the 22 weeks to get you to that 180 days to get you on the loss of license in the old plan. So now we just reconfigured all of this to marry it up with the needs of the pilots now under the current CBA.
So some of the feedback that we're getting is that it is more expensive. Can you explain why that is?
Yeah, I mean, it's significantly shorter elimination period, right? It's a 14-day elimination period. And also, it is a higher amount, right? It's $2,500 a week versus the $1,500 a week that MetLife was having to pay before. From MetLife's point of view, from an insurance side of the house, they are taking some risk here because they are nervous that people will not be in a STD program, which in the law of averages, you need more people in that program to keep the cost down. So they're trying to find an equal balance, and we're throwing this plan out kind of mid-year, which is unusual too. And they agreed to a lot of the provisions that we've requested, and we'll talk about those in a bit, the offsets and all that. They are willing to take all of these risk on. So that's part of the exchange there is a higher dollar premium.
One issue that came up that we've gotten an email on was about CASD and the pilots out in California. Does this have any bearing on those pilots, or have we taken a look at how this affects them?
Great question. Yep. It does not impact anybody on California. Since this is offered through the association, there's no offset to that.
All right. So let's move on to LTD, if that's STD. And now we have two options, LTD A and B. Let's start with A. What's that benefit option?
Okay. LTD A. This is 10% of the first $25,000 a month gives you a max benefit of $2,500 a month, right? 10% of $25,000 is $2,500 a month. That's a maximum. The elimination period is 60 days or the exhaustion of the STD first. So that gives you roughly, if you're making $300,000 of income, that's giving you about $30,000 of extra tax-free disability benefit on top of that loss of license that we have.
Is that per year?
The $30,000 per year, okay. Yeah, because it's $2,500 a month is the maximum.
Now, why is it only paying $2,500 when our current LTD is paying $13,500? I mean, that's a huge reduction in benefit.
Right. Looks that way on the surface, but let's dig in a little bit deeper to that one. So the new plan starting, we'll call it the 5-1 plan, the May 1st plan, those new plans, they have no offsets to them. The current plan, the current LTD plan today does have offsets. And the number one offset is the loss of license offset. So when you receive your 50%, loss of license today, under this plan, it would reduce that amount, your LTD amount, down to $1,000 actually is what it pays, is the minimum benefit.
So what you're saying, though, is even if the number says that it's $13,500, a pilot's only going to get $1,000 because the LOL pays first, and this just is a top up on top.
Yeah, because it pays 66 2/3 up to $13,500 a month. So you run that calculation through. You also run the loss of license calculation through. And it will reduce that amount. If you receive that loss of license amount, it will reduce it down. Whereas the new plan has no offset to it. So it's just paid on top of.
So are there any other offsets like Social Security disability? Any other offsets that might be on this plan?
So Social Security offset, SSDI as we call it, there's no offset to it. Vacation doesn't offset. And also the retirement funding does not offset. So as you know, we had an issue there with the loss of license, non-taxable. We couldn't get that money to go into the 401k plan, so it's going to be paid as cash. That cash payment is not an offset as well.
And just a caveat that as we're recording this today, that's where we're at with that. It's going to be a cash payment for the non-taxable LOL. That's not 100% settled. We're still exploring where that may go. Is that a fair way to say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's a fair way to look at it.
As of today.
Yes, as of today. Yep.
And so can I top up my LOL benefits with sick bank and LTD or STD? And if I do that, that could take me over 100% of my pre-disability earnings or my monthly base earnings, right?
That's correct. That's correct. And with vacation, especially if you let's say you had 4 vacations a year, that vacation on top of that technically would be taking you over 100% every quarter if you're doing it every quarter, let's say.
Okay. So then what is the premium for this option, for option A?
So option A is $1.25 per 100 of your monthly payroll. So in this case, if you made at least $25,000 a month, you take that divided by 100 times $1.25 gives you $312.50. So that's per month. On an annual basis, that's $3,750.
Is that more or less than our current LTD plan?
It is slightly more, but like I said, if you take in consideration the loss of license offset, which technically could compress that down to $1,000, that $1,000 a month is $12,000 a year, right? So you're paying under today's plan $3,547 for today's metric, but you will probably only receive about $12,000 a year. Whereas this new plan, you'd be getting $30,000 a year, right? Because it's $2,500 a month times 12 gets you roughly $30,000 of extra disability income.
So that's plan A. Let's talk about plan B now. How is that different from plan A?
All right. The way to look at this one is it has the same elimination period. It's a 60-day elimination period, or you have to exhaust STD first. And then it pays out the first month's payout just like the plan A. So it's 10% on the first $25,000. So the maximum is $2,500 a month for those months. Where it changes is in month seven. In month seven, it goes 15% up of the first $42,000 of income. So that gives you, if you do 15% of 42,000, that gets you $6,300 a month. So that's a maximum benefit that would sit on top of your loss of license with no offsets, but it would be an extra $6,300 a month.
Okay. And what is the cost for that benefit?
So the cost for the LTD plan B, it's $1.59 per $100 of wages. So let's say you make the maximum that we talked about a minute ago was the $42,000 a month. That's what we're covering in insurance on this. So $42,000 divided by 100 times $1.59 is $667.80 per month. So that means the maximum that we would collect in premium on this individual would be $8,013.60. All right. So that's the maximum. So if you do not make $42,000 a month, which is $504,000 a year, maybe you make $300,000 a year, then your premium will only be collected on that $300,000. So you won't be paying the full $8,000 annually if you only make $300,000.
Is this calculated on your last year's wages?
It's calculated the month that you receive your wages for that month is calculated on that same month.
So it varies month to month.
Correct.
And what you're talking about with the reduced amount, if you don't hit the limit, that would apply to all of the premiums, STD, LTD, A, and B. If you're a new pilot that's making $100,000, it's that percentage.
Right. Those guys probably won't hit the max percentages, so they'll just be paying the percentage, but it won't go to the maximum. And once again, just to reiterate, LTDA is only looking at the first $300,000 of income, where LTDB is looking at the first $504,000 of income.
And then the offsets are the same between the two?
Correct. No offsets on any of those.
And why is there a step up on LTDB at month seven?
It's just how it was designed and negotiated between SWAPA and MetLife. The mass majority of people, when you look at the claims data, they typically come back within 6 months. And so if you go longer than 6 months, historically speaking, they will stay on much more longer term. It does give MetLife a little bit of a comfort window, if you will, because, you know, they are taking on some risks there as well. And so that's why we had that bridge in there.
So, Brett, why would someone choose to be on the short-term disability plan?
A lot of people think that the loss of license benefit of 50% of your monthly base earnings with a 60-day elimination period is all they need, but they don't take into account the first 60 days, how much sick time do they have, what's their age, and how much sick time are they willing to burn and then come back to work and not have. So that's why the short-term disability plan that only has a 14-day elimination period is ideal for folks that have a smaller sick bank or are younger and don't want to use all their sick bank.
Brent, same question for LTD. What about A and B? What would be the use cases for those?
So when you look at long-term disability and you stack that on top of loss of license, we had a lot of pilots call us earlier this week when we sent out the initial blast about the long-term disability plans. And they said, well, why do I need this? And it's totally up to you. It's not mandatory. It's voluntary. The long-term disability plan A stacks on top of your 50% of your monthly base earnings from loss of license, whether that's taxed or non-taxed. The LTD is obviously non-taxed. But if you can't live off of 50% of your monthly base earnings, whether it's your bills or your boats or your airplanes or whatever else you're spending money on, then that's why that long-term disability plan A is there. It's to plus up your money coming in the door and get you closer to your pre-disability earning, your monthly base earnings. And when you start comparing before tax money and after tax money, this gets you really close to 100%. And then if you add a little sick time or you add a little vacation, you're at 100% of your monthly base earnings.
Damien, one thing that Brent just said, he said, obviously the LTD is non-taxable. I'm not sure it's obvious to a lot of people. Why is that? Explain that, because we do have that choice when it comes to LOL.
Yeah, so this is mainly because you're paying the premiums on this one in after-tax money. So that's why the LTD and STD are both non-taxed.
The government's getting their taxes on the premiums, basically, so the benefit isn't.
Right.
So then how long do the LTD benefits last? And are there any differences between A and B in terms of duration?
Duration's the same. It's to age 65 or FAA retirement age, but obviously that's age 65 today. So that's max duration for both A and B. There's a slight change between A and B on the mental, alcohol, and substance abuse. So LTDA has a 24-month payout window for, once again, mental, alcohol, or substance abuse, where LTDB has a 48-month payout window. Of course, the loss of license, if you go out on mental, there is no maximum. And same for alcohol and substance abuse if you're in the HIMSS program. If you're not in the HIMSS program, then there's a 24-month maximum window. But we do have those added features for both of these plans.
I'll ask you both this question. The Peterson VLOL, is that something that we will continue? And is that something that works well with these LTD, STD plans? Or is that something that we're also negotiating?
I think the pilots that have the Peterson voluntary loss of license plan are the high time flyers, the big income earners, and they're looking for a bump to get them closer to 100% of their monthly base earnings that our current long-term disability plan and loss of license plan didn't do. So if you look at the new long-term disability plan B, that benefit is significantly higher than the long-term disability plan A, and it will pay out until FAA retirement age. And we certainly would never tell anyone to cancel an insurance policy that they have, because if they did go out, they might be really happy that they have it. But the voluntary loss of license plan, as everyone knows, those premiums have increased exponentially. The benefit has decreased exponentially, and it only goes for 5 years and then it stops. And the difference between the LTD plan B and that VLOL is that that LTD plan B will pay until FAA retirement age. And even if you're over 60, it'll continue to pay you until FAA retirement age versus the VLOL that might have maybe only a 2-year payout, depending on what your policy says.
Let me dovetail a little bit with what Brent just said. So when these plans were designed, you know, we were trying to come up with an idea of some kind of substitution for the VLOL or replacement almost. Like I said, you can have it on top of, so it's an individual policy. But when you look at the Peterson premium payments, they're age banded, right? So the older you get, the higher the cost is. If you notice that our plan, we talked about the cost earlier, the premium cost, they're level. So somebody age 25 is paying the same amount of premium, dollar premium value, as somebody that's 60. And so we spread that risk through the entire pool of pilots. Whereas that Peterson plan, like I just said, is a much higher premium for somebody that's older. So that's something else that we did in these plans to bring the cost down for pilots.
That leads me to the question, what happens to pilots who are currently on SWAPA long-term disability? Will they just move to the new plan?
No. So you have to file a new claim after 5-1 for all of these provisions to take place. So those pilots that are currently on claim, we did negotiate a couple of new terms into it. So in the very beginning, I told you that the offset, right, at 66 and two-thirds for the LTD up to 13.5, and then it's reduced down to 1,000. MetLife did agree that on any claim after 1-1 of 22, that the minimum payout would be $2,000. Because we renegotiated those terms back in the day, there we went from 66 and two-thirds maximum of $12,500 up to $13,500. Obviously, the loss of license was $11,500, so there's a $2,000 gap there. The spirit of that was to try to capture that $2,000, you know, difference there. Now that we have new terms and the loss of license, obviously that changed all the dynamics. So they agreed to that. They also agreed to not have the ratification bonus being offset. And also the other piece to that too is anybody that had the wages earned in 2023, MetLife agreed to marry the same thing that Southwest did in our agreement with bumping up the 23% for any wages in 2023. They agreed to the same terms in the plan as well. So.
You mentioned that the ratification bonus would not count as an offset. Does it count towards the monthly base earnings? If I go out in the next year, will I have that bump of that ratification bonus in my...
For the loss of license, no. But that's been excluded for the loss of license, but also from the LTD as
and
well.
And LTD,
yeah.
Both.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's talk about open enrollment. When is this going to happen?
April 1st through April 12th.
And what happens if I don't fill out any forms or do anything by April 12th?
All pilots are automatically enrolled in the new short-term disability plan and LTD Plan A. If you want to elect LTD Plan B, you need to do that via the electronic form that we will send out. And on the same token, if you want to disenroll in STD and or LTD, you need to do that those first 2 weeks in April via the electronic form that we will send out.
Brent, are we running a risk of having pilots sign up for benefits that they otherwise wouldn't want? Like, why can't we just say, if you're not enrolled today, you're automatically not enrolled for the new plans?
We have taken this as an opportunity to automatically enroll a large group of pilots that in the past have decided to drop out of short-term disability or long-term disability. And since COVID, for one reason or another, they've wanted back in either or both short-term and long-term disability. And MetLife has historically not let anyone back in because of the risk of taking them back on the plan. So this is a great opportunity for us as an organization to bring 100% of our pilots back into the plans to cover those that would never be able to get coverage. And then if people want to elect, we figured we'd take the blast from them having to fill out the form rather than having pilots go out on disability and not have any income coming in.
So what happens if I don't fill out the forms and I do get enrolled? When can I change that again?
You can change that during the open enrollment that we will have the first couple weeks in October. That then would take effect the 1st of January of 2025.
And are there any other risks associated with not opting in? If I opt out, am I good to opt in come the fall election?
You can opt in the fall election if you opt out now in April, but you will have to do a statement of health. So you'll need that statement of health if you opt out of short-term disability now and want back in, or if you do not elect LTD Plan B during this open enrollment and you want in LTD Plan B down the road, you will need to fill out a statement of health to get into that.
And what does that look like? What's a statement of health? Is it just a form or do I have to go see a doc?
It starts out as a form provided by MetLife that pretty much looks at your medical history, prescriptions, doctor's appointments, and they look at your general health. And if they want more information, then they will ask for it. But usually they make a decision off of the medical history. And like I said, since COVID, it's been very hard to get back in the plans just because they see it as a higher risk on taking pilots into the plan that have already opted out.
Okay, so walk us through what happens from today until May 1st for a pilot.
So currently, if a pilot goes out on a disability, you're unable to fly because you're sick or injured. Between now and May 1st, you will remain on the current short-term and long-term disability plans, as well as the new contracts, loss of license plan through Harvey Watt. And then if you work in May, then you're automatically enrolled in the short-term and long-term disability plan, like we talked about. And if you were to go out on a medical, then you would fall onto these new plans that we have here, as well as the company's new loss of license plan.
Thank you to Damian and Brent for joining us on the podcast today.
You know, we really need to get them a t-shirt or a plaque or something as often as they come on this podcast.
So anyway, if you have any feedback for us or ideas for a podcast, please drop us a line at com@swapa.org. We really do want to hear your feedback.
And finally, today's bonus number is 1 in 4. That's the commonly accepted ratio of employees who will experience a disability lasting a year or more from age 20 until reaching retirement age. It's easy to ignore the need for disability protection, but please take time to consider the options SWAPA is providing to protect you and your family.
Southwest 20th Street, 23 Circle Line.
Thank you, Southwest 1223, clear to land.